Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy!
September the 5th will mark the two-year anniversary of my dad's passing. He had many wonderful phrases. Many of his sayings didn't make sense to me as a young boy. Some of those phrases even annoyed me as a teenager, but now, much, much later, they all make complete sense. One that popped into my mind this week was the quote, "Money is just the fruit that falls from the tree of life when we serve people well," end quote. What I realise now that my dad was saying in this one quirky phrase is that we're all meant to be of service to each other. Sometimes with a server, sometimes with a customer, sometimes with a co-worker. Whereas most people don't consider themselves to be in the customer service business and perhaps even see service as below them, I'd propose that we all actually do work within the service industry. Allow me to magnify with just three examples. Number one, I recently sent an email to a senior leader within an organization, a client of ours. I immediately received an email response from him, which is rare as he normally takes several days to do so. I opened the email in anticipation. Sadly, it was an automated template, quote, "I'm out of office," end quote. What I found so lacking was any sense of service to others. I'm a great believer that organizations are actually interdependent entities, meaning every employee is directly or indirectly dependent on the work of another. To state that you're just out of office demonstrates really no care for others, who actually may find it quite useful to know exactly when you will be back in the office or whom to contact in your absence. My second example of poor service relates to a government entity that had recently issued a request for a proposal, an RFP. I diligently read through the 312-page document. It took me about an hour and a half. And although confident that our company could serve the stated scope of work, I had a handful of questions. I was delighted to find way down on page 74 the contact details of the person to email if a vendor had any questions. Sweet. I then invested about three quarters of another hour constructing my email, cross-referencing my questions to page numbers, paragraphs, and section headings. Send. I got an automated response to say that the employee handling the RFP was out of office until September the 19th. On the bright side, I knew when she was back at her desk. The bad news was the RFP was due 5 p.m. September the 18th. With no one else indicated for contact on the RFP, we chose not to submit. I decided to let the contact person know about this oversight. I did eventually get an email back from her, which consisted of just six words. "Yeah, sorry about that, period. My bad," end quote. And that's what we call civil service now. My third example is the growing trend we see of people attending online meetings, just choosing not to turn their camera on and not even participating verbally or via the electronic chat feature. I spoke with a manager recently of the client who asked my advice and I made some suggestions. I've encouraged him to emphasize that when someone joins a meeting with other colleagues online and chooses to turn their camera off, it's like them walking into a meeting room and sitting down with the black trash liner over their head and shoulders. Not only is it kind of weird, but it's also rude to your colleagues, your internal customers. I encouraged him to also convey that one step worse is to walk into that meeting room wearing said black trash liner and then remaining completely silent during the meeting. That's exactly how it can come across when people refuse to participate. It's just plain rude, and you can be perceived as irrelevant and as someone who adds zero value to the team. That's a very, very risky strategy when economic tides change and layoffs sail in. People who have a spirit to serve are always, always, always worth their weight in gold. So as Dad said, we're all just people serving people. Sometimes we serve and sometimes we're being served, but we're all in the customer service business. Even though my dad is now sadly out of office from an earthly perspective, I'm grateful that he taught me such timeless principles, and I hope you can hear him too through the words on this page. I miss him so much, and he was a good, good father.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.